Well, one day I started off with breakfast in Ballarat, lunch in Colac, and dinner in Geelong. So you can travel many miles across the whole region as part of the mayor's role. It's just that complexity of making sure that you attend and listen and advocate for that part of the region wherever you are.
Jenny Blake is a busy woman. At 65, her day begins at 5:30. She juggles council and mayoral duties with her work, supporting people with disabilities to live independently. The support of her self-sufficient husband, Kevin, has helped her manage all her responsibilities.
He's been very supportive, although he's not ever really attended events. The first event we went to after I was elected, someone asked me the question and then turned to him for the answer, and he said to me, "I will never go with you. You have to be your own person and your own councillor."
What appealed to you about becoming a councillor?
I always wanted to be a local government councillor. I always wanted to be a politician, actually. The ability to give back to the community, given that I'd spent most of my childhood living in one hospital or another, that I'd had a great deal of assistance from all sectors of the community, and that I felt that I had a lot of experience and expertise that I could give back.
One of three daughters, Jenny says her father always told them they could do whatever they wanted with their lives. And her mother was deeply involved in the community. The compulsion to lead was instilled in Jenny by a teacher.
I went to school at Glenbrae Primary School under Elsie Coutts. And Elsie Coutts was an amazing teacher. It was a tiny school. We were taught to stand up, to think on our feet, to speak our minds, and to give to the community.
According to Jenny, the types of roles women are expected to fill in council have shifted since she began her career in local politics in 1996.
When we were doing the committee structure, I could see the blokes all thought I was going to want human services, and I thought, no, I don't want human services, I want planning. I thought, I've seen enough nappies in my day. So the involvement of women in many of the committees has changed, women being more encouraged to take on other roles other than just, you know, the human service type roles.
Jenny says the way women contribute to rural communities has changed over the years as most head out to work, but their involvement is as critical as it ever was.
We have a Golden Plains Rural Women's Network, and we don't wave the flag, if you like, but we do little things like ensuring that people have good skills in mental health, good skills that help them to support people. We run a few functions during the year, which is just fun, so that we provide that networking opportunity for people so that newer residents can get to meet older residents and learn, and they can support people and give them the knowledge that maybe makes life a little bit easier to live.
Jenny is a strong advocate for local government, but says the current funding model is unfair.
The way that we do now, which is a capital tax on land ownership and property ownership, often means that people who are asset rich and income poor bear the burden of rates, and yet the users frequently don't contribute. So I find that this is totally inequitable, and I think many people across rural Victoria would find the same thing.
The Straight Talker doesn't look back on her time as a councillor with any sentimentality, but she says she is pleased to see the difference her council has made to the region.
For instance, when our children were growing up, we had to travel to Geelong for most of our sporting activities. Well, now they're available within the municipality. So I think that that's been a real pleasure to see that happening, to know that we've got good services that are well provided, good kindergartens.
If you're considering putting your hand up for council, Jenny recommends you do your homework. You should know how council functions and how to read a budget. She also says you should talk to councillors and, most importantly, people in the community.
Up until this last term as mayor, I had a practice of calling on four houses a week in the Shire. No matter where I was going, I would stop and I'd call on four houses so that I could talk to people and find out what they were thinking, what they had on their mind, and if they had a query, a gripe. And that gives you a very good focus. You can't just expect to become a councillor and then think that you're going to be the font of all wisdom.
Jenny will retire from council in 2016 for health reasons, to spend more time with her family, and because it's time for change.
You have to have renewal in local government. You can't just have the same people. And I think it's very important that we actually have young people particularly younger women, standing for local government and bringing that diverse choice of views to the council table.